Hey everybody, it's Scott from the We Deliver Podcast. Got a fun little episode this time. It's with my friend Eva Campbell. I've known her for about, I don't know, let's just say 5 years by now. And then her friend Katie Frenette, and who I've known off and on for the last couple of years, just mainly through osmosis and other means. But I got to sit down with those two, and we got to talk about reading and books and stuff. So, little do I know that not a lot of reading talk happened, but it was fun. I also, for some reason, got really awkward and stumbled all over my words more than usual. I mean, because it's the first time I got to sit down with two pretty ladies and do a podcast. Now I'm just sounding like I'm just a creepy hillbilly eating my ice cream alone in my bedroom. It's really good ice cream, though. But, I think that's about it. So sit back and relax and get some of your own ice cream. It doesn't have to be my kind. Just get your own ice cream and listen to this episode of We Deliver Podcast. Place order. Give me a confirmation, please. Nice order. Track it now.
Yeah.
Track it. All right. Yeah. Oh God, he's a guy like a just. Person. Oh God, look at him. He's doing things.
I could watch this all day. Guy,
he's like, I'm preparing it now. All right. Anyways, also I should probably start. Hello, welcome to the We Deliver Podcast, the podcast that, oh shit, I'm starting good already. The podcast is 30 minutes or less, or it's free. Every week, every episode, we get a pizza, food. Oh my God, this is going so well. Every episode, we get some food, we order it, and then while we wait for the show up, we have a conversation. With me today, I feel bad because I forgot to ask how to pronounce your last name. It's Katie Frenette.
Close.
Frenetten?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And Katie Frenetten and Eva Campbell.
Eva.
Eva Cramble. Reva Cramble. All right. Oh, here's the dice. So who wants to roll the die to find out what topic we're talking about?
Me.
Okay. You were hiding from it. It looked like you were scared.
Okay.
15.
Oh, it's my lucky number.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
It's my birthday.
Oh, we're going to talk about books and reading.
I don't do that.
First question, do you read?
No.
She doesn't.
You don't, like, literally.
You don't read at all?
No.
Internet articles?
Well, okay, I read, like, internet articles and BuzzFeed articles. Lists, yeah, but, that's... like, books? No.
Well, it says, do you read? It doesn't say, do you read books?
Okay.
The topic, I should say, the topic I wrote on here, and just to warn you, these questions, I wrote them when I was, like, coming to mind, so they're not going to be very grammatically correct, but I wrote books / reading, so just reading in general. So, okay. Yes, okay. You do read.
Okay.
Articles. What do you read? What kind of, what do you read?
What do I read? Let's see, what do I read? I read today about, like, how, you know, life really sucks once you turn, like, 20. So, I mean,
once
there's
you turn
that.
20? Oh.
But, I mean, I don't know. What do you read, Eva?
I read books.
Damn it, I realized I was gonna pull a trick on you guys and I forgot it already.
Because
I was just gonna pull the card and be like, oh my God, the topic is sloths and Beyonce.
Stop it. Oh. Can we just talk about that anyway? Like,
I read books on Beyonce and sloths.
You read books. You would probably read articles and
I do actually read a lot of articles about Beyonce.
Yeah.
What is there to know?
She's, everything about her life.
Do not ask that question.
No, like, what is
everything to know?
I mean, what is there to read about her?
Her past and where she grew up and her family life now, I mm-hmm. think.
And just, like, how you gotta be your own woman.
Mm-hmm. Independent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be my own woman. I'm barely
But if you need to, Beyonce will teach you how. Yeah.
What do you read about sloths? That they sleep and eat slowly?
That's and their migration habits. And,
and I read up on the sloth orphanage.
They don't migrate.
I don't They migrate
down the tree.
Yeah. And that does take a day.
When they fall to their death.
I know.
Because they forget that, like, well, there's they mistake branch. That their, like, arms are branches. So and then so then they just, like, fall, and it's...
But that's why the sloth orphanage in Costa Rica is so important, because they find them on the ground, and then they nurse them back to health.
Is that exactly what they do? Because I think they just take them in.
I think they take them in.
Okay. I don't know if they, like, scrape them off, like, the tropical rainforest ground.
I would say it'd probably be better if they just put nets down on the ground so they wouldn't fall. I'm like, all right, good.
It'd be like a blanket of sloths. Oh, God. I'm going to cry.
They just find them on the ground.
Yeah.
But is it fun reading about sloths? Or do you just want to look at the pictures instead? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
I mean, it's more fun to look at the pictures, but, well, that goes for me in any reading. I'd rather do it for the pictures, but...
That's true. Sloths are one of those creatures that I don't understand why they're so huge. Like, not in size, but, like, in popularity. I don't...
Because they're cute.
Get it. They look like a smushed face.
Well, like, they're just, like, adorable and, like...
Precious.
I don't know. I feel like just a lot of people can relate to them.
Yeah.
Because they're just kind of like, they just like sit there and they just give like zeros about everything. And I feel like that's our generation. Like,
well, it is one of the seven deadly sins. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So there's that.
They're beautiful.
Yeah. I love it.
To answer the question, I read books.
Do you?
What kind of books? Comic books?
I do read comic books. Comic books. And like horror books. Stephen King. Joe Hill.
I have a lot of Stephen King books.
Do you?
Yeah, my parents. I haven't read them yet. I still get too nervous. I tried reading the first chapter of The Mist.
Okay.
And I had to put it away. I started sweating.
Can I tell you an honest confession?
Yes.
I always confuse Stephen King and Stephen Hawking. True life.
Although Stephen King does once in a while write about the space-time continuum.
So Stephen Hawking equals
Stephen King.
There was a period.
Sorry,
where,
world.
There was a time when Stephen King couldn't walk though, so it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, hit by a van.
It's legit.
Well, you're like in first grade when that happened.
1997.
Holy shit, that was so close. It was like 98 or 99, somewhere in there.
Yeah, probably.
No, or was it? No, it was maybe 2000. I don't remember exactly. It was like the late 90s. I was in high school. Mm. Oh my God, I feel so old now.
Mm. Sorry.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say 90s? Oh, 97, you were in first grade. Okay. I was going to say, you weren't born in 97.
No. 91.
Not youths.
Rep.
90.
83.
What up,
bitches? So next question I wrote was types of books. So you read Benanze in articles.
Benanze
yep. And her husband
Jay-Z.
Is he? Who am I thinking of?
Yeah, who are you thinking of?
Was Jay-Z always married to Beyonce?
Yeah. Before that, he was forever Mackin, and then she was like, not anymore. You're with me, and then they got married.
Yep, and now they have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Her name is Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm.
I said, what's its name, I think. No, I probably said his.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy?
Yeah.
Isn't it like a porn movie or something?
No.
It does. It sounds like a porn movie. Blue Ivy.
Well, now that you bring it up, it kind of does.
It does.
But... Oh, poor girl.
Didn't they trademark her name?
Yeah, so no one else can name her that.
Or, like, start a business off of her name.
Oh, yeah.
That saddens me.
I wish I could do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, like, that saddens me.
John Smith. Trademark it. No one can use it.
I was going to say, how uptight are they? Like, oh, I'm going to trademark my baby's name, but then, yeah, I suppose it's...
they're popular. Famous. So like, oh, we have Ivy Smith, or what was it called?
Blue Baby Ivy.
Smith?
Blue Ivy.
Baby Smith. I just said John Smith. That's where you got it from.
We got the Blue Ivy baby show, and then they just like have babies, and then...
Yeah.
They're like avatars.
Ooh.
Blue.
Yeah, I okay. get it. I know what an avatar
is. You looked at me so...
Like, I never saw Avatar.
Me either. Yeah, I refused to see it.
Yeah, me too, because we already saw Pocahontas.
I just kind of refused to see it.
And Ferngully.
Oh, I love Ferngully.
That's a great movie.
I just don't want to see it because everyone's like, oh yeah, Avatar. And that was like before hipsters.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to see it.
Yeah.
But I'm not a hipster.
I think hipsters have been around for way too long with their named different things.
Yeah, losers.
Oh.
You didn't see it either, so you're a loser right along with me.
I saw it because it was in 3D. And if it wasn't for the 3D one, that would have been ugh. But I paid so much to see it. What a waste.
Did I go with you to see Jackass?
Yes.
Two or three, whatever.
Three, Jackass 3.
Yeah, that's
because
fun.
You were reaching, you were reaching at one point. Because
I've never been to a 3D movie. And something.
So you were reaching for it?
Well, I didn't know if it was in front of me or everybody else. I didn't know if it was specifically aimed towards me. That's what I was nervous about. I was like, oh, is this coming towards me or not? Should I move?
Oh, my God.
I've never been to one.
How do you think they just selected one specific seat?
Know. Next time we go to a movie, it's going to be a 3D movie, and I'm just going to throw things at you, and you have to decipher which is real and which isn't. This is going to be a fun game.
The thing is, like, a lot of movies are made that they just add 3D elements to them, but that, like, the Jackass movie was actually shot with, like, 3D cameras.
Oh.
So it was more 3D than most movies. Most movies just has, like, different layers and stuff. But that was, like, things were coming at you. But there's one part in the movie where it was out of focus and something was, like, just wiggling and heading toward the screen. And we just see Eva just go, like, grabbing, like, she's gonna, like, hold a baseball bat.
It was a dildo.
It was... It came into focus, and it was just a wobbly dildo, and Eva went,
she was like, mine!
No!
Oh. Sick.
God. That was a fun night.
That was good. That was, so that's the types of books you read?
Good.
Oh God! Please, this conversation is gonna go down the drain so bad. I ask so many book questions.
Don't we went right to movies?
And you can't even like read a chapter in a Stephen King book.
I just can't read.
What books do you read though? You say you like to read
mm-hmm.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
What are the teenage books out there?
The Twilight. Fault in Our Stars.
The what?
The Fault in Our Stars.
The Fault in Our Stars?
Fault in Our Stars, oh. Yeah. By John Green.
Don't know what that is.
It's going to be a movie, and it's coming out June 6th.
What's it about?
I'll see the movie.
It's really sad. It's okay. About two kids with cancer, and they, like, fall in love
with
each
other.
Why
are you laughing?
Yeah, you dick.
It's about two kids with cancer. Oh.
Wait, like,
but it's a really good like love
no,
story.
No, but like you're just like, oh, I like people are killing each other to death, and wizards are killing each other to death, and two kids their bodies are killing them to the death.
Oh no!
Is it based on a true story?
No.
Then it's.
I thought it was.
Kind of.
Well, I mean,
he developed one of the female characters from like somebody that he knew.
Okay, but is this? You said it's a series.
No, just one.
Oh, just the one
just
book.
One book. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I was confused. Because it's like, oh, the Harry Potter series. Like, what other series, teen books? I guess I put the pieces together in my mind that it was a series. Whoopsies.
That's a one and done type of thing.
Okay. So you read a bunch of books and then just the one separate book.
I read a book recently, though.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
What, for school?
No.
50 Shades of Grey.
Don't
no,
lie.
She.
I did read it.
She. Paused.
I did read it. I read like halfway through that, yeah. And then I was just like, then I kind of forgot about it.
She's so. Like, this is too tame.
But no, I read. I read Bossy Pants by Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. Oh, okay.
Is it good?
Oh my god, it's like the most hilarious thing in the world. And she like shows pictures of herself like in her youth, and like it makes you feel like you're a normal, like you are good. You know what I mean?
That's
like
good. That's good.
She reassures you that like you cannot know like what you're doing with your life and
still be okay.
Yeah, you can be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I should read that.
So it's, you know. It's really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good, but I like reading comedians when they write books. Like, wow. Sorry, my talking is hard. I like reading books written by comedians, not the comedians themselves, but like I like reading their books, but sometimes their comedy doesn't come through the paper as well as it does. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm reading David Cross's book, and I have to just keep putting it on the shelf for a while because it's too David Cross. Like, it's just cynical about everything, and it just goes crazy. So I'm like, two chapters are done. Let's hide that for a while. But
no, Bossy Pants is good. I recommend it.
Okay.
To everyone.
I'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we already started this. Books into movies? I guess the question was, what are some of your favorite books that got turned into movies? And you said the Fault in Our Stars?
Mm-hmm. Jaws.
Jaws?
Jaws is my favorite movie.
Jaws is one of my favorite movies.
Mm-hmm. Never read the book, though. I probably should.
You haven't read the book?
Mm-mm.
I read it, like, in seventh grade. A little bit too much information there for a seventh grader. Because I think...
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think it went... Oh, God, who was it? I was talking to someone recently about this, because I think Brody's wife cheats on him.
Yeah, she does.
And... it gets a little bit, like, when she's, like, daydreaming about riding in the car with the guy, and I just remember, like, they get into a car crash, and she's just laying on the pavement with her, like, vagina glistening in the sun.
Ew,
and I'm like,
wow.
What is
happening? I never want to hear that sentence again.
Well, I think it was more descriptive words than what I just said.
Oh, God.
But, glistening. And I was like, I don't get this.
What?
Yeah, I can imagine.
But yeah, and then but the book, from what I remember, the movie was better. But I should read it again because I have better taste now.
I didn't even know it was a book.
Peter Benchley.
So I'm lost in that.
Okay.
You know who Peter Benchley is, right? Though. Oh.
I'm
not cultured.
No,
I went to Catholic school.
He basically writes every book about water stuff.
Okay.
So, like, what are some of the books he did? I want to say The Abyss, but that doesn't sound right.
Free Willy?
No.
I wish. Oh.
Blackfish?
My sister watched Blackfish last night.
Oh, God.
She called me and was crying, and she was mad at me because I went to SeaWorld.
Really?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Blackfish, that will
Have
ruin...
you seen it
yeah,
yet?
Yeah, I saw it a couple months ago,
I saw Tilly Coombe, the big guy. He was the last one to come out in the show. That's all they have him come out to splash.
Yeah, they said
everybody.
That in the documentary, yeah.
Because
he freaking kills people.
Yeah.
He eats them.
Yeah.
But I mean...
Well, even... Well, yeah, never mind, that's right, because he was the... Jesus Christ. Continue your story.
Yeah, so I booked my tickets to Florida for the end of the school year, and we're not going to SeaWorld again.
I want to go, and then, like, when they're, like, giving you the tour
tours.
And stuff, and be like, mm-mm, that's wrong. Like,
I walked by a tour, but it was only by the dolphins.
Really? Oh, yeah, when the tour guide's like, oh, yeah, this,
and
she's like, yeah, they usually live all this long in captivity, and, like, wrong.
And they've been, well, SeaWorld's been tweeting all the time, and they have, like, a sponsor link that always shows up, and it always says, it's always a picture of this girl who's a trainer that says, like, what I want people to know is that the movie is fake. Like, that's all the picture says.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your PR department, SeaWorld, gotta get your shit together.
Yeah.
Glee.
That movie is, whatever.
I know.
Depressing.
But beautiful in the end when they see real orcas.
I know, I cried.
I did too.
I was just really emotional, and then, like... that happened, and then I was just crying, so...
I was gonna say, the part that killed me was when the trainer from Mexico, and the fiancé, or the wife was just talking, and like...
I didn't even know that one happened.
Yeah. And then I was like sitting on the edge of my seat when like the guy that kept getting pulled down and up and down and up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That
oh.
was gross. And they showed the entire thing. Yeah.
And then they like showed him like trying to walk and then his like feet were just like not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How messed up is that?
So messed up.
And then didn't he continue to be a trainer? Or was he done after that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I thought he continued.
I think I was still
in like, shock.
Yeah, just because I'm like, is he gonna die? He's gonna die. He has to die.
He was under the water for like 5 minutes. It seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
God. And I actually just heard about a movie called Grizzly Man, which I.
Ooh, what's that about?
Oh, I don't.
Tell me.
I don't want to see it, but I kind of do at the same time.
It's about bears. And
yeah, it's about a guy who I was listening to something they're talking about on a podcast, but it's like the. A guy who goes into the woods and like looks at bears and like he studies them and
mm-hmm.
and
like Jane Goodall takes them. With chimps.
Yeah, okay. Kind of like that, but not as
interactive.
No, experience, I guess.
Gotcha.
So like, this is just like a normal person.
Well,
I'm gonna go look at some bears.
He's more like Steve Irwin with bears, like just but he was doing this documentary where he goes out and like studies this group and stuff like that, yeah. And he's getting to know them and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess. At the end of the movie, he like it's a, obviously based on a true story. It's not based on a true story. It's a documentary. It's a real story. It's not based.
This is
on
happening.
Real person.
Yeah. But apparently, he went like the last time he went down there, he ended up getting attacked and killed by a bear.
Stop.
But I guess what happens is like in the movie, you don't see it because he puts the lens cap on, but you can still hear him like screaming.
Ew.
And the sound of his girlfriend hitting the bear with like a pot, and
shut
she gets killed
up.
Too. And I was like,
is this going to be on Netflix?
Yeah,
I don't
I'd
know.
It.
It's been out for a couple years.
What's it called? Grizzly?
Grizzly Man.
Okay, I'm going to look for it.
That. But it's like...
Add it to my list instantly.
Like for the first part, it's like everyone like talking about the guy,
yeah.
Like who kind of person he was and stuff like that, and like his documentary stuff that he was shooting about bears and stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
But I guess though, he got some really close-up stuff of stuff that no one ever saw with bears before. Like
really?
two grizzly bears attacking each other and like getting a huge fight and stuff like that. And
cool.
Yeah, it was... I got chilled when I was listening to
That's
them talk
scary.
About that.
I want to watch that.
I do too. And I want to go pet some bears because they're just really
they
cute.
They are really cute. The baby Aww. Bears are really cute.
I know. Other good books that have turned into movies. Bears.
Oh,
That's it.
Oh. All right.
Okay.
Here, go bring that to them for the tip.
Oh, money's down there. Okay.
Jesus. I got it taken care of on my card for now. So, all right. Hey. All right. That was the We Deliver podcast with Katie Fernetton and Eva Campbell. If you want to check out more stuff or want to send me some topics you want me to talk about, just go to stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'd like to thank my guests for being here today. And we're going to now eat some pizza. So dig
pizza!
In. Pizza!